The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Tech Tips. Ho, ho, ho. Tis the season for new products. Coming up on this Christmas edition of Tech Tips, we'll finish our series on streaming video services with a look at Apple TV Plus. The new Sony PlayStation 5 is out, and I can't wait to share some of the new accessibility features with you, not to mention some of the new games with accessibility factored into the design. And finally, we'll look at how to get rid of all that old data on your Amazon and Google devices. So grab some hot chocolate, start baking those Christmas cookies, and settle in for this month's episode of Tech Tips. This is the fourth and final installment in our video streaming services series. It's entitled Apple TV, a very accessible service. It's written by Judy Dixon, and like the others, it comes to us courtesy of Access World Magazine. In November of 2019, Apple launched a streaming service called Apple TV Plus. This name proved to be a bit confusing because Apple already offered a product called Apple TV, which is a little box that can access a wide variety of audio and video content. But Apple TV Plus is not a box. It is an ad-free subscription service. You don't even need to have an Apple TV to use the Apple TV Plus service. When it launched, Apple TV Plus offered only original content. The service began with 9 original productions, 8 series, and 1 documentary. Most of the TV Plus series premiered with their first 3 episodes, with an additional episode coming out each week. Full seasons of some series, however, were available all at once. New original series and films have been released in subsequent months. All Apple original productions have audio description tracks in 9 languages: English, French, Canadian French, German, Italian, Japanese, Portuguese, Spanish, and Spanish Latin. In mid-2020, Apple began efforts to license older television and film content from other content providers. Little older content has appeared yet, but more is to be expected in the coming months. Currently, several award-winning shows are now on the service, including Ted Lasso, about an American football coach who is hired to manage a British soccer team. This series has won numerous awards, including AFI, Critics' Choice, Golden Globe, Screen Actors Guild, and Writers Guild Awards, and Stillwater, a show about siblings who develop a friendship with a wise panda. This series was nominated for a Peabody. There's also lots of other good children's programming as well. At debut, Apple TV Plus was available in about 100 countries. As of June 2021, the service is still not available in many high-population countries, such as South Korea, Romania, Turkey, and others. It's now estimated to have more than 40 million subscribers and offers nearly 100 original series and movies, as well as other content. Apple TV Plus content is viewable through the Apple website and through the Apple TV app, which has gradually become available for many devices. On earlier versions of Apple devices, the app for accessing movies and so forth was called Videos, but in 2016, the name was changed to TV. On an iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV, the TV app comes with the operating system. On Mac, the TV app arrived with macOS Catalina. The app is also available on other devices, including Roku, Amazon Fire TV, the Fire TV Stick, and Fire TV Cube, Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Sony televisions, and Chromecast with Google TV. On these devices, the app is called Apple TV and must be downloaded and installed. The Apple TV Plus service is also available through an app for PlayStation and Xbox. Here's how to access Apple TV Plus. On Apple devices, the TV app is designed to be a central hub for movie and TV show content. There are 3 categories of content you can watch through the app: Apple TV Plus original programming, channels, which you subscribe to through the Apple TV app and add on just like you used to add movie channels to your cable package. And finally, programming from other services, which you subscribe to separately and which have their own apps used to watch them but can be searched and launched from within the TV app. This can all be more than a little daunting. In the TV app, you can subscribe to channels. If a streaming service is an Apple channel, then you can play its content without downloading an app for that service. You can watch content included with your subscription inside the TV app and across all your devices. You can search for a channel in the Apple TV app to see movies, shows, and other content that you can watch with a subscription. Pricing varies by channel. You can see details about the trial, monthly price, and renewal terms before confirming your subscription. Showtime and Paramount Plus are examples of channels. But on Apple devices, the app will also tell you about content that is on other streaming services whose apps are on your device. In this case, it will automatically open the other app to play that content. Examples of this type of content are Disney Plus and Prime Video. The TV app aggregates content from many different sources. At the time of this writing in the United States, the TV app supports 36 services, including ABC, Amazon Prime Video, BBC America, CNN, Comedy Central, The Cooking Channel, Disney Plus, ESPN, Food Network, Hallmark Channel Everywhere, HBO Max, HGTV, Hulu, MLB at Bat, NBC, PBS Video, Peacock, Smithsonian, Spectrum TV, Stars, TBS, TNT, The Travel Channel, and VH1. If the app whose content you wish to play is not a, quote, channel, then the app must be installed on your device and you must have access to the service independently of Apple. Noticeably absent from this list is Netflix. The apps of other services have been programmed to integrate with the Apple app, but Netflix has chosen not to do this. This makes it a bit inconvenient for those who subscribe to Netflix in addition to other services, Apple TV Plus on the iPhone and iPad. On an iPhone and iPad, the TV app is pre-installed. This structure of the app is quite complex. There are four tabs across the bottom of the app's home screen. The Watch Now tab gathers the shows you recently watched and the ones that are placed in Up Next. At the very top of the Watch Now tab is Account Settings, where you can control the connected apps, manage subscriptions, clear play history, and more. The sections of this tab are separated by headings, which makes it easier to navigate, but these headings change from time to time depending on what is being featured. The What to Watch section contains content that the app thinks you'll like. My Channels is a list of services to which you have subscribed, and More Channels is a list of ones that are available. There is also a list of streaming apps that gathers many of the apps on your device and presents them in one place. Other headings may include new shows and movies, popular shows, sports, what we're watching, trending, and new movies to rent or buy. The Originals tab contains the programming from Apple TV Plus, along with sections on Coming Soon, Meet the Stars of Apple TV Plus, and More to Explore. The Library tab contains all your previously purchased content. You may have acquired some of this content in iTunes, but now everything is available through the TV app or Apple TV app. The Search tab lets you look for content in all the supported apps on your phone. You can also search the thousands of movies and TV shows available from Apple. More than 1,500 of these movies are available with audio description, with more being added all the time. You can also browse the titles that appear in trending categories. Let's have a look at the options that can be set for the TV app in the iPhone's settings. These are the settings found under TV in the main settings app on the iPhone. At the top of the page are sections for streaming options and download options. Each of these sections has the same three items: use cellular data, cellular, and Wi-Fi. Use cellular data on or off. Here you can choose to stream or download your movies and TV shows over the cellular network. Cellular. For streaming, the options are high quality or automatic. Automatic will optimize the streaming quality based on your data plan. For downloads, the options are high quality or fast downloads. High quality uses more storage because it caches the content until it can be downloaded. Both options can play high dynamic range and Dolby Atmos videos. Wi-Fi. For streaming, the options are high quality and data saver. Data saver streams up to 1 GB per hour. For downloads, the options are high quality or fast downloads. The remainder of this page contains the following. Languages. This setting is for adding audio languages. Your original audio language will be here. If enabled, in accessibility, audio descriptions will be downloaded automatically. Each added audio language will increase the download size. Subtitle languages. Your download will include subtitles for each of your languages. This is on by default, so you can reduce your download size by turning this off. Allow Siri to access and search. Notifications. Set how you want to be notified by the TV app. It can tell you about new episodes of series you are watching and that sort of thing. Device preferences. Show sports scores on or off. Use play history on or off. This allows TV shows and movies played on this device to influence your recommendations and update your continue watching content across your devices. Purchases and rentals. High definition or standard definition. If you select standard definition, only videos in standard definition will be shown as options when you're purchasing or renting videos. Home sharing. This is where you can enter your Apple ID to set up home sharing for the TV app. Now, let's take a look at Apple TV Plus on the Apple TV. To access Apple TV Plus content on your Apple TV, select TV, which by default is the very first item on the interface, row 1, column 1. Before pressing this button, you will also hear the Apple TV say top shelf content available. This means that there are more items on the row above row 1 related to the currently selected app. In the case of the TV app, these are promotional items for movies and TV shows being featured by Apple TV Plus. If you prefer, in settings, you can change this so it shows your up next items. On the Apple TV, you can access additional content in the Movies and TV Shows menu items on the device's home screen. You are able to access your purchased items, including those purchased through iTunes, as well as search for new content, see recommendations, browse by genre, and so forth. The TV app on the Apple TV has 7 tabs. The Watch Now tab is similar to the tab on the iPhone. It includes Up Next, What to Watch, and lists channels and other streaming services. The Apple TV Plus tab presents Apple TV Plus content sliced and diced in many ways. The Movies tab lists current movies and Apple originals. The TV Shows tab lists new offerings and entire seasons. The Sports tab lists sports events on other apps on your device. If you don't have the app, the TV app will show you how to get it. The Library tab includes your purchased movies and TV shows. The Search tab lets you search for content across your device and also presents content in many categories. The Apple TV also has a voice search feature, which works extremely well. It is built into the remote and is called the Siri button. In the Apple TV settings under apps, the TV app has options for use play history on or off, show sports scores on or off, home screen top shelf, what to watch or up next, notifications, games and up next, audio, autoplay video sound on or off. Then, each of the video streaming apps on your device is listed with the option of on or off, where you can choose if you want the app connected to the TV app. If you enabled the audio description feature in settings, Apple TV Plus content and other items are played with their audio description. If you wish, you can turn audio description on for a single program, or you can turn on audio description in a language other than your device's default language. Now we're going to look at using Apple TV Plus on an Android device. At the present time, the Apple TV app is not available for Android phones, although it is rumored to be coming soon. It's possible to play Apple TV Plus content. However, by opening a web browser and going to tv.apple.com, the sign-in button is in the upper right corner. Now, let's take a look at Apple TV Plus on other streaming devices. On many smart televisions, as well as Fire TV, Roku, Chromecast, and other devices, you can access Apple TV Plus content with an app called Apple TV. This app must be downloaded and installed on each device. This app has 7 tabs: Watch Now, Apple TV Plus, Movies, TV Shows, Library, Search, and Settings. The Apple TV app on third-party devices gives you access to content from your subscribed channels, but it does not give you access to the content from the dozens of other streaming services in the way that the Apple TV app running on Apple devices does. You can turn on audio description from within the Apple TV app by going to Settings, Accessibility, Audio Descriptions, and turn it on there. When you do this, it is turned on for all the Apple content that includes it. To play your purchased iTunes movies and TV shows, open the Apple TV app and press the right arrow until you reach Library. The first item is Recent Purchases. Even though this says recent, every purchase I have ever made is listed. You can also search for new content, see recommendations, browse by genre, and so forth. Apple TV Plus pricing. Apple TV Plus costs $4.99 per month. It includes family sharing with up to 6 family members who can share one Apple TV Plus subscription and watch using their own Apple ID and password. You can renew your subscription for 1 year for $49.99. As of October of 2020, Apple TV Plus access is included as part of Apple's new Apple One subscription bundle. This bundle includes Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, Apple News Plus, and Fitness Plus. This means you can now subscribe to Apple TV Plus through one of 3 different Apple One bundle tiers: Individual, Family, and Premier. With the Individual tier, you get Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, and 50 gigabytes of iCloud storage for $14.95 per month. With the Family plan, up to 6 members of your family get Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, and Apple Arcade plus 200 gigabytes of iCloud storage for $19.95 per month. If you go all in with the Premier tier, this includes all of the other benefits plus ups the iCloud storage to 2 terabytes per month and adds subscriptions to the News Plus magazine and newspaper services and the newly announced Fitness Plus service for $29.95 per month. If you buy a new iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, iPod Touch, or Mac, you get 1 year of Apple TV Plus free if you activate it within 90 days of your purchase. Apple maintains a website that lets you check if movies and TV shows have accessibility features in the Apple TV app. It gives instructions for many Apple and other devices on how to check if movies and TV shows have accessibility features, such as audio description and closed captioning. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. If you or someone you know is into video gaming, then here's a nice little tidbit. PlayStation Store launches Accessibility Collection. This comes to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. The PlayStation Store has introduced a new collection that is specifically focused on games that are known for accessibility. The PlayStation Store has collections to help users browse a specific category of games, as announced by Mark Friend, PlayStation's lead user researcher and accessibility lead. There is now one for accessibility. This collection can be accessed on the PlayStation Store website online, or it can be accessed from the PlayStation console itself. Currently, the collection has 45 items listed, including titles such as Ratchet & Clank, Rift Apart, Moving Out, Jedi, Fallen Order, Fall Guys, Celeste, and more. These titles include the usual sorting methods for sorting by release date, price, most downloaded, and others. While the games listed don't detail any accessibility features through the store page, users will be able to use the collection to do their own research online and find out more information about the featured games. Xbox recently announced a change to its store where it will be introducing accessibility tags on games in the store. This allows users to have a deeper understanding of the games they may be interested in purchasing but hold off on due to being unsure if the game is suitable for their needs. This includes the game being featured in an accessibility section of the Microsoft Store, but will also detail what features are in the game. It's not clear if Sony PlayStation looks to be introducing further support by highlighting what features are available and why the featured games are chosen, but it would be great to see a similar system to the Xbox accessibility feature tags being implemented.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.
Keeping with the video game topic, and specifically PlayStation, Sony announces PlayStation 5's accessibility features. This also comes to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. Ahead of the PS5's November release date, Sony detailed some of the accessibility settings that will be built into the console and its DualSense controller at launch. The company's current generation console, PS4, already has many accessibility settings, including text-to-speech, the ability to invert colors, custom button assignments, and more. In a recent blog post, Sony said PS5 would offer a voice dictation feature to quickly input text without the use of a virtual keyboard, along with the button assignments, closed captions, and options to hear on-screen text or have text messages spoken out aloud to other party members. Further to that, improvements have also been made to audio in order to provide players with better spatial orientation. These features will be supported in multiple languages at launch, including English, Japanese, German, Italian, French, French-Canadian, Spanish, and Latin American Spanish. Sony has also stated that the PS5 will support user-adjustable color correction, with the option to create game presets so that users can customize their settings in advance for games which support this. When it comes to the DualSense controller, Sony has said that it'll be possible to reduce the force of the haptic feedback and adaptive triggers or turn it off entirely. In addition to its work on accessibility features, SIE established ABLE at PlayStation for its employees earlier this year, which is described as an accessibility and all-abled, inclusive-focused employee network. The company said that ABLE was built to ensure accessibility and disability inclusion for its employees and the community. The employee network also focuses on emotional health awareness, supporting the fight against chronic illness. Both the PS5 and PS5 Digital Edition launched on November 12th in the U.S., Japan, Canada, Mexico, Australia, New Zealand, and South Korea, with the rest of the world getting the console November 19th.
Listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.
Switching gears, let's talk about Amazon for a bit. Study reveals factory resets do not clear all Amazon Echo data. This one comes to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. Researchers have warned, with even a factory reset possibly not being enough to remove all traces of user data from old Amazon Echo devices. A team from Northeastern University bought and examined 86 used Amazon Echo Dot products over 16 months and found that physically dismantling them to access the flash memory allowed the researchers to access previous users' information, even on those which had been reset. An adversary with physical access to such devices, for example, purchasing a used one can retrieve sensitive information, such as Wi-Fi credentials, the physical location of previous owners, and cyber-physical devices, such as cameras or door locks. Such information, including all previous passwords and tokens, remains on the flash memory, even after a factory reset. This is due to the wear leveling algorithms of the flash memory and lack of encryption, they said. According to the researchers, the required tools can be acquired for around $100, and data can be scraped from the device with 2 to 3 hours' work. In a statement to Gizmodo, Amazon said the security of its devices was its top priority, and that it was working on additional mitigations. We recommend customers deregister and factory reset their devices before reselling, recycling, or disposing of them. It is not possible to retrieve Amazon account passwords or payment card information from memory because that data is not stored on device, the manufacturer said. The researchers also examined devices such as the 2019 Echo Show 5 and the first generation Google Home Mini, finding that none of the Google Home Mini devices had been factory reset at all.
The purpose of the North Carolina Reading Service is to connect people who are blind and print impaired with each other, their families, and the community by delivering news, information, and entertainment using the latest audio technology. For more information about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org. You can also give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. The North Carolina Reading Service. We breathe words into your life. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Now, let's talk about how to delete your voice history from Google. This one comes to us from Cool Blind Tech. You can find all of your Google activity, from Google Maps navigation to search engine queries, in the My Activity section of your Google account. You can read a list in the Google Home app or actually listen to your voice search history if it has indeed been recorded. Fortunately, you can easily purge your account of all these recordings. Here's how to delete your Google Assistant voice recordings on your PC. Go to myactivity.google.com on your desktop. If you have multiple Gmail accounts, make sure you're signed into the one associated with your Google Home device. Click Web and App Activity. Choose Manage Activity. Click Filter by date and product. Check voice and audio in the list of the Google products and click apply. From there, you can view a chronological list of all the commands you've given your device. You can manually select the X to delete the commands one by one, or you can use a date range to clear a larger set of commands. Now, here's how to delete your Google Assistant voice recordings on your phone. Unfortunately, you can't filter by date and product in the Google Home app yet. You can only filter by date, so you either have to delete commands one at a time, delete everything, or your web activity gets lumped in. It works on mobile browsers, though. Go to myactivity.google.com on mobile browser. If you have multiple Gmail accounts, like before, make sure you're signed in to the one associated with your Google Home device. Select Filter by Date and Product. Scroll down and select Voice and Audio. It's that easy. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.